Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Part two from part one about how you are speaking to yourself, your internal dialogue. Super important. So we're shifting away from, I can't believe how stupid I am, or I'm so dumb, or I'm such an idiot. The things that you say, you don't say them out loud. And sometimes you might say them out loud, acting like you're joking, but they're demeaning ways to speak about yourself. And you're shifting those this week. Today you're starting this if you haven't already. When you do say something like that, it takes some while to change a habit. So some time to change a habit. So you're going to stop yourself and say something empowering. So if you were saying, oh, I'm such an idiot, what can you say instead? If you did something and it didn't quite work, could you say, I know I can get this. I'm really intelligent. If I give myself a minute, I'll figure out a better solution for this. I'm just going to take my time and I will get this right. I'm super resourceful. I'm going to come up with a solution for this. So as you're going through your day and you're compelled to say something to yourself, think about where you want to go and encourage yourself with the language that you're using. I know today I can get my project done. I'm resourceful. I've shifted my energy. I am going to creatively attack this project. Wow, I'm smart. That was really resourceful. That's loving. I want you to develop some things to say about yourself that emphasize the direction you want to go to and they're actually true. These things are the things that are true about you that you don't say to yourself. So today, you get to tell the truth about who you really are, the beautiful, gifted, talented human being that you are. You get to talk that way about yourself and support that and reinforce it. And you get to flush the toilet on the demeaning language that you've been using, if you have been. These are all small shifts that you get to make that can make a big difference in the way that you show up in life for yourself and for others. So, as I said, do the courageous work. Do the self-investigation. You've had this internal dialogue going on since you were a child. So likely you don't even know what you're saying. You don't know what you have been saying to yourself. And they say, you know, it is said that how you treat yourself is how others treat you. So if you're having problems with how other people are treating you, look at first how you're treating yourself, how you're talking about yourself. What are you saying about yourself? And shift it. You can change anything, and it's authentic to change it when you know that what you've been doing and what you've been saying haven't been real to who you are. They're demeaning to who you are. So treat yourself like your own best friend. Treat yourself like somebody who really loves you and appreciates you and wants to encourage you towards your best life. So more self-reflection, more noticing, more metacognitive exercises for you to dig in within yourself and make some significant changes by making small changes. Report to me what you decide to say. If you've got a certain thing you've been saying that's disempowering, tell me what language you're committed to doing and using now. Send me an email. Tell me what you don't want to say anymore, what you're not saying anymore, and what you're committed to replacing that with. And have a beautiful day speaking words of power into your life about yourself.